To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, well, the Sabres are again out in Western Canada. They have played 3 games on this eventual 6-game road trip and lost them all. In regulation, even by multiple goals, right? Are they all 3-goal losses? Philadelphia, Winnipeg, and then Calgary. Winnipeg and Calgary are.
Yeah. What was it?
5-2.
5-2? Oh, they got a second. I might have turned it off Friday night.
Maybe it was 5-1. Paul, do you remember? First question. Well, first question. What was the score last Wednesday? 5-2.
That was Philadelphia?
Yes.
5-2 was Philadelphia, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So 3 straight losses, all by 3 goals. How bad is it?
I do have one question before we get going.
Okay,
though, could.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Was there action?
In what? In the game?
Your guys' playoff game.
Oh!
Your game for the playoffs.
Bulldog won.
Was there action?
Side action? No.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Side action.
We did not. That was not even broached.
No. I didn't like that team enough to bet on it.
Yeah.
I played Pat Malacaro in a meaningless game and we had action.
Well, you're better than us, Paul.
why don't you divulge how high were the stakes?
Chicken wings at an establishment.
Okay. All right. Nothing. That's a sweet little get.
No, we did not do that.
No, we didn't.
Okay. Back to the Sabres now.
Yes, yeah, back to the Sabres.
You know where I want to begin, Paul, is with Lindy. I mean, you obviously have been around him thousands of more times than me and Mike have been.
I was around him when he was a player.
Right. Okay, right. You scoreboard, mother of all scoreboards. It's not even close. But I feel like we all know him, you know, to a degree. He was a player here. He was a coach for so long during our show being on the air. And the way he sounded before yesterday's game, even, about Auslan going down, I don't know. Like, I know you weren't in the room, but I feel like you know him. I felt like he knew what he was saying when he said what he said the way he said it. Right, like he's not naive enough to know that he's going to come off as displeased that he had to tell this kid he's going back to Rochester because they can't find a way out of this 3-goalie mire they're in.
And it wouldn't surprise me with Zucker out, he'd probably be back. Now, I don't know what I don't know about the new rule is. The new rule is when you go down, you got to play at least one game.
Right, and they haven't played yet.
Right, but what about if it's an emergency recall? Is that a different case? That's what I don't know and have to find out since it's a new rule. If they can bring him right back on an emergency recall, And again, I'll have to find that
out. Now, but there's been no, I haven't seen anything today, but you would have been, you know, we're in here working. I mean, I'm following.
He probably would have been back to Rochester by the time
sure.
they found out about Zucker. So getting him to Edmonton would have been close to impossible. Not impossible, but pretty hard.
Yeah.
So if they were going to bring him up, I think Vancouver would be the more, you know, likely
right.
thing. And then the thing is, too, well, what's Greenway doing? Can he play two games in a row yet or no? You know, if he can play two games in a row, then you're fine because you have enough guys. But, you know, if he doesn't, then it makes my head hurt. So.
Right. But no move has been made today, right? We haven't heard a recall or anything, and the game is in 3 hours.
Right.
So, I guess they better hope that Greenway can play. Are they going to be playing a man short?
Done.
Oh, done. Right. Okay. So they, all right. They won't be down a guy or anything. There's nothing embarrassing is going to happen. But how about the initial premise here, Paul? Like, do you feel like Lindy wanted everyone to know, like, I'm sort of sick of this thing with the three goalies?
Well, you never know when he's sending messages and when he's not. You know, he's not above him to send messages through the media. The one thing he said that people kind of caught on to about a week ago, he had already said like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, everybody happened to catch on to it then. He had said it after a few practices. And, you know, he's made it very clear for a while now that a three goalies is not ideal, you know, for him, for the goalies, or for anybody. And, you know, so to be wasting a roster spot again when you haven't even figured out who could possibly be your number one goaltender because you're not giving it a good enough chance to find out. You know, to me, I just feel like pick one and give him 25 games as the starter. You know, play him as a starter. When you have a back-to-back, play somebody else. But don't pull him out because he has a bad game and then you don't see him for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with this theory. It's just nobody, in their defense, none of these guys has given this team, this coach, really any sort of path
because
in that
they
direction.
Don't get a chance to get on a roll. You've got to give the guy a chance, not just pull him after a game. And none of them are getting that opportunity.
There was one moment earlier this year where I was surprised. Maybe it was it off of Luukkonen's really good third period in overtime in the shootout? It was at Washington on a Saturday night. And then the next game, I thought, oh, well, they've been waiting for Luukkonen. He's the contract. He's the most pedigreed. They're waiting. And it was somebody else the next night.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a back-to-back. And I was like, what are we even doing here? The best 10 minutes of goaltending I've seen all year from anybody on this team was Luukkonen in that third period overtime and shootout against Washington. And they played on like the next Monday and he didn't go back in. I was like, I don't, was he sore? I don't know. But that was maybe the one time I thought they really didn't give a guy who looked really good the chance to build on it.
Yeah. I mean, Ellis had one bad game and we didn't see him for how long? I thought, because I don't think he was going to play against Chicago anyway. I think it was time they was going to get a night off. But I thought Sunday, they had a game on Sunday, that, okay, let's give him a chance to get right back in the net because he had played well before that bad game. And, nope, he had to wait X amount of games to get back in after one bad game in his career. I just hate the way they have approached this. Now, he doesn't want three goaltenders, but he's stuck with three goaltenders. He's got to figure it out. I don't think he's figured it out at all.
Yeah. For folks who don't even maybe not know, I should have said this before we got into it, but Lindy, before yesterday's game in Calgary, was asked about having to tell Oslin he was going down. And the way he talked about the player was like, you know, he was, his offensive instincts were great, his playmaking was great, his defensive awareness is really good. The only negative is that he had to go down. Which did not sound like a guy to me that was eager to get this kid out of his lineup, but he had no choice because he was
and
the one guy that could clear waivers.
Once they get back from the West and maybe Kesselring by then will be ready to practice with the team, they can flip it again where you don't have to have a defenseman and he Austin would be the next guy. But he'll be back.
Yeah.
I'm not real worried about it. He'll be back. He was fine. You know, he had 3 goals in 20 games. He was fine. And you know, they did what they had to do because they can't make a decision on a goaltender to get one off a roster. So they did that, but he'll be back.
You know, with that's one area, and there are others. It's game 30, and they have 8 regulation wins and are 30th in points and 30th in goals allowed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you pushed back on they're a few wins away from being right in it before the losing streak. And so now it's even more, it would seem, probably, you'd be even more likely to, you know, maybe roll your eyes at any thought
It feels very much to me like if they don't pull out of this on this trip, they've got where they got tonight and then Seattle and then they're back home, right?
Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver. So they got 3 left. I mean, I feel like if they don't win all 3, Paul, they're going to get home and be buried. They could be buried if they win all 3 with the way the standings have been going, but still, at least they could keep pace here. But if they slide through the rest of this trip like with 1 win out of these next 3 or something, you know, Merry Christmas.
Pagula's got to stop this. I mean, he's got to. I mean, he's got to fly to Buffalo after New England and put a stop to this. I mean, it's an absolute joke. People around the league are laughing at this team. I watch players joke about the Buffalo Sabres and laugh about them. And I watch them on the ice laugh in their faces. I mean, they're a joke. And, you know, enough is enough. I don't care if they win all 3. Enough is enough. I mean, everybody has seen enough of this team to know that Kevin Adams has to go. What is he going to do? Keep him and let him run the trade deadline and then not resign him to a new deal and that's the end of him? Really? Is that your plan? I mean, come on. I mean, this has to be over when the Sabres get back.
Only not sooner because they're in
Western Canada, right?
You couldn't do it there.
You could. Okay. You could. Yeah. I'm not saying no.
Serious team that wanted to make that move would make it immediately.
A serious team that should have made it back in April. Maybe even before that.
Sure. Yeah.
How long is the Zucker absence likely to be?
I'm not there with them, so I don't know. I just know with what Lindy was talking about this morning. So he did finish the game because he didn't look good when he went off the ice and was kind of hobbling to the locker room. But he was on the bench pretty quick afterwards, and he did finish the game. But, you know, whatever afterwards, they decided that he's going to be out. For how long, we don't know yet.
Okay. Who's getting tonight then, by the way, back to the goalies? Do we know?
I would guess, and I am guessing it would be Ellis because he played very well against Edmonton. So I would think you would want to put him back out there against Edmonton. The other 2 goaltenders both played last night. Now, Lyon hardly saw any shots. I think he saw 4 maybe, something like that. And he, you know, so he didn't strain himself out there in the 20 minutes he was out there. But my guess, especially with the way he played against Edmonton here in Buffalo, that it would be Ellis.
Yeah. How did you like? Does it matter? I mean, I don't know. We don't need to be assigning style points to games they lose at this point. It's really gotten old. But I guess what did you think of their play overall last night?
Well, when 4 different times they went out and scored and pulled within a goal, and 4 different times almost immediately they gave up a goal to go back down by 2. I mean, that's just inexcusable. I mean, that and it's just dumb stuff. Like, all right, you score a goal, now let's take 2 penalties and then give up another one. You score a goal, and the guy that scores the goal just stands there and watches Kadri blow right by him and go in all alone. It boggles my mind that 4 different times they pulled within a goal, worked to do that, and within minutes they were.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know,
the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back down by two again. It's just, I can't even say, you know, it's just, to me, that's not playing well. There was a schmozzle right at the end of the game where it was 6-on-4, and I almost was yelling at the TV going, yes, this is exactly what Lindy Ruff is talking about. Everybody was diving nose first into the crease. They're swinging their sticks at the puck, at whatever they can hit, whatever they can hit. They got the Calgary Flames so upset. The Flames took a couple of penalties, and it's like, That's what Ruff is talking about. He wants to see some determination around the crease, some get up and go. So just act like you're alive every now and then. And then, sure enough, Calgary took some stupid penalties out of that scrum, and Buffalo scored on the 6-on-4. You know, again, with a guy camped in front of the net tipping the puck. It's like that is what they're talking about. Yeah, they had 40-some-odd shots in that 5-0 loss to New Jersey. I can't tell you how many pucks were laying in that crease and with that, around Allen. And just no Sabre, really. They were kind of around, but nobody really, really, really went all out to go get one of those pucks, because had they done it, they would have scored a goal, because those, you could have tapped the puck in. And that's what they did in that scrum. And I thought to myself, why does it take – game 28-9, whatever it was, to see this? And you see it once. Because that's exactly what you need to do if you want to be a better hockey team.
Yeah, kind of around is not going to get it done.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Well, you asked us your question, so.
I know. I got it done early.
Are you excited about Philip Rivers coming back?
Is he going to screw up his Hall of Fame thing now?
Yes.
Well, he will if he gets on the roster.
Off the list?
He will, yeah.
He should be able to pick somebody to go with him. Take somebody else off the list with him. Just somebody he doesn't like.
You guys did that.
We did that. Yeah, we made a cottage industry.
You were taking people out of the Hall of Fame.
We were a factory of kicking people out of Halls of Fame.
We're the people to call.
Yeah. That is a job for us. That's right.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right, enjoy the game. Paul will be back at 8 o'clock with Brian Koziel to get you ready for tonight's game in Edmonton. Puck drop a little after 9. Paul's appearance with us just now, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. I feel like I'm alternating between getting mad at the players when they don't perform the way that Paul's talking about, the way Ruff wants them to, and feeling like I completely understand what it's like to be, you know, an employee somewhere that is completely demoralizing in every way. I totally believe Paul about people laughing at them. There's been no question in my mind for years that that's been going on. They're the guys that have left here, like, this word is around. This is not a serious operation. And so everyone in there, I mean, what do we do? This roster nonsense, the three goalies. I mean, maybe Ellis will play great tonight. But, man, if you got to pick one, pick him, send him. If somebody claims him, claim another one like him. There's 100 of them. You know, it was a really cool story. And I really admire the kid taking as long as he did to get to the NHL. But you got a team to run. So there's like that, and then the Tuck thing is just hanging there. It's almost Christmas. Like, they're not going to get that done. And how's he feeling about that? Like, every time he steps on the ice, the lifetime contract is in peril because he's got to go spill his guts for this organization. Man, I'm telling you, I would understand being completely demoralized.
Sure.
It's just not a good situation at all for anyone that has to lace them up and go play for that team. So you can get mad and boo them and yell at them, and I've done plenty of it. I probably will still. I was super hot about it, and we never got around to talking about it because nobody cares anymore. We're all dead inside. I was so mad about Thompson on Wednesday night and this one play and the comments he made after it. Just kind of in the wind. It's just goodbye. And then now today I'm over here going, I kind of understand. It's just, what a disaster they are. Just epic.
You're saying it all. How tall is Thompson?
6'6", 6'7".
Oh, baby. You know, Philip Rivers is a grandfather. Did you know that?
Yes, I found that out today. Yeah.
There are props on Rivers' first game, whenever it is. Which will be higher, the length of his first completion or the number of kids he has? 10. Will he throw a 10-yard pass on his first completion? I don't know how they're going to measure this one. Total completions versus total diapers he changes. What's the number going to be on the diapers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who's keeping track of
between
that?
Between drives? Like, what is the number on that? How many of his kids are that young? I don't know. What will happen first? He's flagged for taunting or he rushes for a touchdown? Rushes for a touchdown is minus 1,000. I'm taking the taunting.
100%.
He has 3 rushing touchdowns in his career.
Yeah, when he was, in his 20s and 30s.
He didn't run.
No.
Nobody ran, really, in those days. But
yeah.
Standard def.
Still.
The games were not even in high def when he started. The poor New York Jets, they're so close. They try so hard every year to get to the top of that active playoff drought seasons list. But the Sabres will just not give them any room. They refuse to relinquish that spot to the New York Jets. I don't know. Is this season... I still won't say it's over yet because it's not even half over yet. But come on. I feel the way I felt for maybe 5 years about them now. Almost 5 years probably, which is... They just got to do something really good before I'm going to even care.
Yeah.
I just lost it.
And really, the only thing that's going to happen is if Terry Pegula gets around to firing Kevin Adams, the GM's already in-house, and it doesn't have to not work. But, I mean, who would be – wouldn't you be stunned if Jarmo Kekäläinen was not the GM to replace Kevin Adams if they fire him? You know, unless he doesn't want the job.
Well, he shouldn't have come here.
Right.
Unless it's gone that badly. Is he here, actually? You would think he would be interested, taking the job that he has. Ross Tucker with us on Tuesdays. We'll let you hear our conversation with Ross from earlier after a break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.